From our Stars and Dogs segment, it's time for this week's star.
Yes, it's Whole Foods Market, Inc. The symbol is WFM on the NASDAQ, it's also known as Whole Paycheck. I think Aaron's wife refers to it as that many times.
I think everybody calls it that.
It's true.
Including
it was
my
big
wife.
News of the week. Yes. Big news of the week. Early Friday, Amazon announced that it'll be acquiring Whole Foods, like I said, for $42 a share. That's an all-cash transaction. The deal implies a $13.4 billion market cap for this natural and organic grocer. Whole Foods will continue to operate under the Whole Foods brand, and John McKay will continue the chief executive of Whole Foods. He will continue in that role, with his headquarters remaining in Austin, Texas. Both companies, it's a friendly transaction. They expect it to close in the second half of 2017. Now, often you'll see an acquired company's stock soar on the merger due to the premium, and we saw that here, a nearly 20% rise. But the acquirer's stock will often near-term slump due to the uncertainty about the merger and the costs, et cetera, associated with it. Well, not in this case. The market loves this move for Amazon, as the stock is trading up smartly today, about $28 or 2.4%. Well, part of that may be a recovery from the recent tech slump, but really this deal, we still saw tech elsewhere close down. So this deal stopped that losing streak, and we saw Amazon's stock move up after being down in about five sessions in a row. While some observers see Amazon's plan to acquire Whole Foods as an offensive move into grocery, others suggest it's defensive. In an area where Walmart dominates, this is Amazon's foray into that bricks and mortar part of the market. Of course, Walmart has a strong retail bricks and mortar presence, but the company has acquired recently in August 2016 a company called Jet.com, an online e-commerce retailer, for more than $3 billion, is making a big push into e-commerce. So this could very well be Amazon retaliating and getting into the more physical retail or the bricks and mortar retail. Of course, though, I would argue the best defense is often a good offense, and the move here by Amazon seems to make sense, not just from a defensive point of view. No one can deny that Whole Foods has a great niche and that their products and stores remain attractive. Whole Foods itself, though, their stock has not performed very well over the past 5 years. We just did a quick look at that. In fact, even with the premium takeout bid on Friday by Amazon, the stock is still down 10% over a five-year time frame. So it's not surprised that there's been some activist shareholders who've been calling for change at the company for some time now to realize the value that is there. Amazon definitely has the capital to scale Whole Foods, which has about 400 to 450 locations at present right now. There have been plans to get that up to 1,200. If Amazon wants to do that, they certainly have the capital. They'll likely plug Whole Foods into the Amazon Prime and Amazon Go Market network. Essentially, the huge jump in Whole Foods this week makes it our star of the week.
Yeah, you know, what I'm really interested in seeing is how Amazon is going to integrate Whole Foods into their Amazon Go stores. So for anybody who's not familiar with that, they have one, I believe, just one pilot store running in Seattle right now. Maybe they have more, but essentially it's a store without cashiers. So there's cameras everywhere. You essentially walk in, you pick up what you want, you walk out, and you're automatically charged. So this is a way that Amazon is looking at disrupting the brick and mortar grocery store market. So clearly it seems to me that the strategy with Whole Foods would be to expand that idea.
Yeah, you would think that Amazon or Whole Foods would plug into Amazon Go at some point, and that would be the future of how we shop and retail. It's definitely an interesting time. They're calling it a disruption, definitely. It disrupted the market today. As we saw, food retailers were immediately hit hard. Companies like Kroger were down 9% following the news of the acquisition of Whole Foods by Amazon. Shares of Super Value were down 14.3%. And even Costco, a company which has masterfully avoided most of the carnage in retail foods and actually performed quite well over the period where we've seen a tremendous drop in the values of these companies. It lost 7% today to close down $12 to $167.34, which is what it closed at on, today on Friday. Now, there's a number of analysts looking at the move by Amazon as a strike against Walmart, and we talked about that. But I believe if you look at it, it'll impact companies like Target maybe, and even more Costco than say a company like Walmart. The Whole Foods would be considered upscale in its market, and the impact will likely be felt by Target and Costco more than companies like Walmart, which is a little bit downscale in terms of that retail market. Amazon's more affluent customer base there, now Amazon's with Whole Foods, their more affluent customer base will overlap with Target and potentially Costco more than a company like Walmart, in my opinion. So I think the immediate impact will be felt by a company like Target, and that may press Target into making an acquisition of its own, or potentially you may see Target deteriorate over time.
Well, who wants to compete with Amazon? Because they've essentially made a business out of disrupting brick and mortar. So it makes sense now that they're entering into a new market where they essentially are becoming brick and mortar. People are going to be afraid of that. And, you know, another thing that's interesting to consider as well is that, you know, a lot of these ideas are really trendy. I don't know if they're necessarily profitable, outfitting a store with all of these sensors and essentially not using any human cashiers anymore. Certainly there's going to be some cost savings there, but it's trendy. It's, you know, people that go to Whole Foods, like you said, they tend to be a little more affluent, and they might be attracted to a trendy new idea where you just walk in, you don't have to stand in line and go through a cashier. You just walk in, you put some items in your bag and you walk out. So it's certainly interesting.
Probably more early adopters, going into that type store. So they may be more receptive to that type of store format being introduced than to say the average Walmart customer. I mean, that may be generalizing it a great deal, but the thinking may be along those lines to start at the up end of the market and move right down through the middle and right down. So it looks like probably a good acquisition. They certainly have the capital to see it through. So,
well, yeah, and just on the note of capital, and one of the reasons why you don't want to compete with a company like Amazon is if it ever comes down to capital, that business is trading at I think around 185 times, 150 to 180 times earnings. That is a huge valuation. So they're not a company that sells a lot of shares, raises a lot of money, but if they ever had to do that for an expansion, then they certainly could command an impressive valuation.